Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. The last 12 to 18 months have seen something interesting go on in the music scene. It's the revival of folk. Well, not so much folk, as folk-influenced indie pop. There's been a number of mainly young musicians picking up acoustic instruments and rather than rocking out, taking a more quiet approach. Amongst the more accomplished are Ragamuffin Children, a duo from Christchurch. Last year they took out the Best Female Artist Alternative from us here at Counting the Beat. From their album Werecat Lullabies, here's More of Me. Urban Tramper describe themselves as tree ninjas. To find out what that means, you probably need to read their online manifesto. I've put a link to it from countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Since 2004, the group have released three albums. The latest, Token in the Colours, demonstrates what they do best. Captivating songs, harmony, melody, great playing, and a few surprises. From that album, here's Eucharist.
It's idle afternoon for Frisbee. It's an idle afternoon for love. Oh, but she left me. Said, see you later, babe, I'm going home. Thank you.
phenomena is hardly huge. I'm not arguing that it's the new Dunedin sound or anything, and a lot of the groups have a pretty low profile, not really getting out that much on the live scene. An example is this next trio, Needles and Bees, although they do have a few gigs lined up now. This is from their MySpace page, where they've been putting up some nice, although lo-fi tracks for the last year or so. It's called Fight Clubs and Guns. Teacups seem to have a knack for finding great gigs. They made their live debut at the Spiegel Tent at the last Auckland's Arts Festival. There's a video for that on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. And now they've got the opening slot for Cat Power, which should boost their profile. They could be accused of being more enthusiastic than proficient, but they have the songs and they have the voices. They're working on an EP, and I'm hoping that it's going to be a cracker. Here's Teacups with a song called Lily's Eyes.
Well, when you're turning 17, you're becoming a man. Back to that house that's not a home, the family that you can't stand.
You can't stand
them. You lost a man, you love him so, with beard down to the floor. I know in time you'll let him go, but right now you just can't take no more.
Because
you're born as evil's of sound bites from the dreams, and the dementors cannot even begin to recognize the pain you feel inside. Sir, because you're marked as evil than me, and your soul is holy to me, and your heart is what can keep the dark away, because you're marked as evil than me.
Teacups are influenced by Americana acts like Jenny Lewis and Jolie Holland, and so are this next outfit, Dal Girl, who come from Dunedin. They have an album out called Two Maybe 3 Days Ride, but this is an older song called Little Sparrow. The final act that'll feature in this new folk roundup is Bearcat. This is one of my favourite new bands. They write silly but infectious songs. Their thing is that just about every song is about pandas, like this one, called Panda I Love You.
Panda, your fur is so soft. In summer it must get so hot. I want to give you a hug. I want to show you some love. 'Cause extinction, it sucks. Your species,
your species
is out of luck.
Out of luck.
But I'll feed you,
I'll feed you,
and I'll treat you,
treat you
the way I should
do.
And I love you. And I love you. And you always tell the truth. And I love you.
I'm Chris, and you've been listening to Counting the Beat. In this episode, we've heard music from Ragamuffin Children, Urban Tramper, Needles and Bees, Teacups, Dell Girl, and Bearcat. On countingthebeat.blogspot.com, you'll find more information, links to videos, and more music. Thanks for listening, everybody.